it is Sissoko. Ball Kane into the path of Son. Decent first touch. Oh, what a finish! Heung-min Son, 8 in 8 Premier League games for him. And they're tearing through Cardiff City here in South Wales. Tottenham Hotspur are heading back to second place in the Premier League. What an opening 26 minutes. Cardiff 0, Tottenham 3.
Welcome to EPL 1300, Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
The media. Touched by Decore. This is Sema. Oh, it's a fantastic goal. It's Troy Deeney. Wonderful move by Watford. Goals have dried up for Deeney in recent times, but that was vintage play from the number 9. Oh, it's a sloppy pass. It's Delafeo. He's only got Ake to get past. It's a tough challenge for him. Ake still there. And helped out. Only momentarily. He scored again. Troy Deeney. He's certainly enjoying the beginning of 2019. Two goals in the blink of an eye.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Lauro, Colin, and Mickey.
All right. Hello, everybody. What are we doing again? EPL 1300.
Yeah, it's about football.
We haven't done anything in a year. It was last year that we got together, Mickey, Sean, O'Shea.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the final show of last year was right after we found out about the, no, well, there was one more after we found out about poor old Jose Mourinho.
Oh, this is, you weren't prepared for this?
No, it's retired, man. He's no longer in
the league.
Wait a
minute, you're telling me it's not on our board anymore?
It's still there.
But, okay, well, let's go back. Let's start this again. We haven't done a show. The last show we did was right before Mourinho got the sack.
It was right after.
Right after he got, though. That's right. Mourinho. Thank you. Thank you. The worst part of the new year is that we don't have him to kick around anymore, really.
Yeah. I mean, we lost.
Although, apparently, he's got 72 job offers already, from what I'm reading.
Lost Wenger at the end of last season. And, lost that. Now, less than 6 months later, 8 months later, he's gone.
First of all, Colley is nowhere to be found.
No,
he's disappeared over the
sack
new
as
year.
Well.
Colley got the sack. So, replacing Colley, Todd DeGooner Davis with us.
Hey, guys.
Sup, Todd?
Hey, not much. Good to be back with the two hardest working men in radio.
That is absolutely correct.
That's not far off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we have a James Brown thing we could play going into a commercial? See if you can find something. It's been 2 weeks since our last EPL show, and there's too much to go through with everything that's gone on.
Yeah, it was before Christmas. There's been like 25 games since then.
40.
Maybe more than
40,
that.
40,
40
yeah.
in 14 days was what they're all leading up to. We had a couple of matches yesterday. We had and this weekend is FA Cup weekend.
Yeah.
Which I hate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
love the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Actually,
I love the FA. I love the idea of the FA Cup.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I hate that all these things, as we've said, are in the middle of the season. While the season's going on, we have Son leaving to go to play in the Asia games while we're fighting to win a championship, my Spurs, your Spurs. Yeah.
Now, that I don't like. They should not have international competitions like that in the middle of everybody's season.
Todd was talking about it before.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, African Nations Cup is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
So, Son, who, by the way, only has 8 goals in his last 9 games. Yeah. It's not like he's hot or anything.
He looks good, yeah. Oh.
And one of the goals, to me, was the goal of the year so far. That one where he came by himself all the way down the field.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now he's leaving.
The Africa Cup, I can kind of understand that a little more than the Asia games.
Cause yeah, it's in the
you
summer.
You can't play those in the summer.
Yeah,
because
it's
so hot in Africa.
Right.
But
I'm not sure about
South
Asia,
Korea,
though. Yeah,
in Southeast Asia, it's not that
Come
much.
On.
It's, yeah. It's not as bad.
And if you don't know, if you don't know what we're talking about, when you're Korean, you are mandated to serve in the military.
Right.
With certain exceptions. One of those exceptions being if you win the Asia Games in soccer, you're exempt from your military service. That happened 2 years ago.
Well, Son's already exempt from the military service.
I'm saying Son, it happened. But it's
no, he just got it at the start of this season.
Yeah, he already got the exemption. I think it was like an under 23 Asia Cup or something.
Yeah. Okay, but so that was really good. But now he can't do that and go, I'm not coming back for the Asia Games.
Right, yeah.
He'd be in the Army the next day.
Exactly.
So he'd have to immigrate.
Yes, he would have to. And there's not enough time. But they say he might miss 5 matches in the EPL. Luckily, 3 or 4 of them are against not such top-flight competition. But having said that, it could affect the way they play when he gets back. He'll be tired. Anyway, that we have all that stuff going on. But as we get started here on EPL 1300, the big news of today is an American star after he goes back to Dortmund will be playing in the English Premier League starting this summer. Christian Pulisic is going to Chelsea.
Yeah. Great move. Big money move, too. What'd they spend?
58 million.
58 million pounds? $75 million. That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. By far the biggest transfer fee ever paid for an American.
And we've talked about him. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And as always with things like this, there are interesting, all kinds of interesting stuff coming out from both sides, from people who are for this and people who are against this. But the biggest thing, I think it's brilliant by Chelsea because soccer is on the move in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the EPL, there are a lot more people interested in the EPL than have ever been interested, I would say. Mm-hmm. This, we will see young American kids wearing Chelsea
Pulisic jerseys.
Jerseys once he gets there. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's a huge thing for this market.
And they had kind of slipped a little bit in this market. They'd fallen behind, obviously, Arsenal and Liverpool and the two Manchesters. Yeah. And they were even lagging behind Spurs in merchandising sales in America. Spurs have taken over, and they were sixth. And Crystal Palace has a strangely huge following here in the States. So Crystal Palace was closing in on them.
Kind of weird. That's weird.
It's a very large. Yeah.
Is it just because they have a cool like blue and red jersey?
What? It's the cheerleaders.
Probably.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense then. Okay.
It's an easy transition for the American football fan.
Was up there with them, but they were moving in the right direction, and now with them picking up the American star, that's going to put Chelsea back with a rocket up towards the top on merchandising.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
it's a good move for Chelsea. Yeah, definitely. I mean, even if he doesn't work out, they're gonna make their money up just in merchandise sales and gaining the younger fans as well. And those, usually when you start following a team at 12, 13 years old, you're going to stick with them for the rest of your life.
Yes, I mean, then you turn into things. Todd the Gooner Davis. That's right. And you become
relegated down to League 3 or League 2, like the old Bolton Wanderers did when I...
Stu Holden.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Kevin Davies.
For Mickey Sean O'Shea. Yeah. Did you see the look on his face when he even mentioned them? He just said Bolton, and he got a glazed kind of far away look in his eyes.
I loved watching, it was Big Sam roaming the sidelines when I started watching.
No, that's right there. Just
chewing whatever it was. He chewed
whatever
the whole
it was
day.
In the Reebok.
The whole game. It was unreal. Yeah. But as far as like a move for Pulisic, it's interesting. I saw a stat on ESPN, the guys over at ESPN FC, talking about how much better players have failed at Chelsea. The three that come to mind right off the top of my head is Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne, and...
Which is staggering.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got... Andre Schürrle, that was another one.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a list of about 5 or 6 guys that have gone on to have great careers elsewhere. And so it's kind of a risk,
Okay, yeah, but why is that? I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But... Is there some curse that when you put a Chelsea jersey on, you're not the player you become?
No, I think a lot of it has to do with the manager turnover.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You know, they don't average, but I think it's like maybe 2 years is the average lifespan of a Chelsea manager under Abramovich. So And you know, you could go, like, for example, he could go in there and do well under Sarri, but Sarri doesn't win a trophy that year, and he's gone. You got somebody else that comes in with a completely different idea of how they want to play, and Pulisic doesn't fit into that. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a huge risk for him. So, you know, I'm excited for him. I hope it does well. Obviously, you don't want him to fail as, you know, the first American that has a huge transfer fee. But at the end of the day, I don't know that it's the right fit. It remains to be seen whether it's the right move or not for him.
Maurizio Sarri, after their game yesterday, came out and said he didn't know. He didn't know they made the signing.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
They asked him about Pulisic a month ago.
Yeah.
And he said, I gave him a positive opinion.
Yeah.
And then I found out today.
That they signed him, yeah.
Is that how they do business there?
Well, I guess so, and that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's no wonder they don't.
I mean, that's why guys last 2 years, and maybe it's not a great fit.
Well, and I don't mind that, to be honest with you, because you've got somebody other than the manager that's running the club.
Yeah.
We saw what happened at Arsenal when you let one person just run the entire show. things get lost in the shuffle. They fall through the cracks, and, you know, you end
up... You mean Wenger?
Yeah. And you end up with, you know, five or six players that at one point had 200 million pound valuations altogether are going to leave for free. So, which is what Arsenal's looking at here with Ramsey going, Welbeck out of contract at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know, other guys that have, you know, run down their contracts
so
in the last
couple
of years.
So, once again, it all comes back to the management of the club,
mm-hmm.
either at the very top by the owner mm-hmm. or by a megalomaniac. Oh, I almost got it out. megalomaniacal manager.
Ooh, yeah, maniacal.
Wow.
That's strong, yeah.
Especially that's after New Year's. Yeah. I haven't said a word like that in 10
years.
Your
mouth is working perfectly.
Holy cow. Right. So it's one of those two things. And and again, we'll just have to wait and see how it works out. We all hope Pulisic does really well, obviously. It would be great. We were talking at one point because there was a rumor – he was either going there or he was going. At one point, we thought he was going to the Spurs.
And Liverpool. Liverpool was the one that everybody said there was a deal in place.
Right.
And then Chelsea kind of came in under the radar a little bit, I guess. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to make some good money, though.
Yeah.
Playing for Chelsea. That's one thing you're guaranteed.
Yeah.
You'll love that.
So we got Pulisic. Now, it is January, and we are in the transfer window here, big time. And this is we love this time of year because moves are made and signings happen, different things go on. It goes till the 31st, the full month. You're able to. Why don't you explain to people what exactly that means? You're able to sign players mm-hmm. all the way through the 31st, and then it's done.
Yeah. So you know if you've got the funds and you have the. And there's a player out there that fits your needs, and the other team is willing to sell over in Europe. You're allowed to, go buy another player, bring him over to your squad, or you can loan players, you can sell players, you can bring players in on loan. So,
Pulisic, by the way, is now signed to Chelsea, but he's on loan where he is.
To Borussia Dortmund for the next for the remainder of this season.
Summer. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
because they're in a title fight, and you know, I think they're 6 points clear,
right.
He should have the opportunity to finish out what he started there.
He should, but he's, you know, we should say this too. He's not playing.
No.
I mean.
Not with Jadon Sancho. Sancho has really come of age there. I mean, he's come of age at 18. Yeah. I mean, the kid is good.
Yeah.
And that might have been one of Pulisic's motivations too, is he's not getting the game time.
Seeing the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So.
So, you've got the whole month of January to basically bolster your ranks.
Right.
It's a tough market because not a lot of teams are going to want to sell their best players in the middle of the season.
Right.
So
unless they're out of it already.
Yeah, or they need to balance their books, or you know, there's always unique situations where you know a team can get a hold of a really star player, but you know, for the most part, it's just. You know, it's kind of a few maneuvers here and there.
What's going to happen? What is Arsenal?
Oh,
since you are the gooner.
Yeah.
What? Anything happening with Arsenal over this window period that you know of? I mean, you have a hotline into the front office.
Yeah, the tea lady. She's at Highbury. She texts me a few.
cool.
A few times a week.
Hey, she probably knows as much as anybody.
Yeah.
The way that club is run.
Yeah. No, Arsenal, we're lucky to get a hold of anybody. I think if we're going to get anybody, it's going to be a loan move. Mm-hmm. We don't really have the funds, and that's primarily due to the fact we've been out of the Champions League for 2 years now.
And everything I'm hearing, they're going to have players going out, but not. I haven't heard much coming back.
Yeah.
There's rumors Ozil's going to go back to Spain or to Italy.
Yeah.
Aaron Ramsey, who's out of favor, I guess is how you'd say that, is he?
I think Aaron Ramsey, they just made the decision that he's going to command high wages.
Yeah.
He's not worth it. Not worth it to Arsenal. Maybe he's worth it to another team. But
he probably
won't
go in this window, but it looks like summer he's gone.
Yeah, summer he's gone. So that's another player we're not going to get any any money for. So that's going to leave on the free. But, you know, it's all about balancing the books for Arsenal at this point. There's some weird rumor out there that we've made a bid for Keylor Navas, the backup goalkeeper for Real Madrid. I mean, he's a good goalkeeper. That's great.
Yeah, but you have seven of them already, don't you, or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got Cech and Leno, who we just bought over the summer. So it just seems like a weird signing. I don't know if that's, you know, true or not.
Is it just me, or I'm sure he's a really nice guy, and he's a good goaltender, but I just can't look at Cech. I can't. If I had to play with him, if I played in the back in front of him, every time I turned around, I would let balls. Well, they're pretty much just letting balls go past them anyway
right? Yeah.
That headgear he has on, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Is it just me?
It's funny.
I'm just saying.
You're being unfairly shallow to poor Cech. Yeah.
Granted, it's very shallow.
He doesn't want his head getting dinged.
Well, he had a bad.
I get it. I'm very shallow.
He looks like Ron Weasley when he takes over as goalkeeper in the Harry Potter movies, and that's my nerd thing for the day.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. You're
going to have to shelf that one.
Neither one of you?
No, maybe at the break we'll Google it. I am very shallow. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to not be as shallow.
To be more shallow.
Which is apparently the direction
right.
I'm going.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come
back... what you're good at.
Play to your strengths, it's called.
That's right.
All right, when we come back, we're going to look... I think we'll start off by looking at the table and getting a picture of exactly where we are. And we should say that because of certain obligations here, we are doing our show today a little early. And therefore, the biggest match of the year so far, which is happening later today, we will not be talking about. I just want to clarify, it's not that we're stupid and not talking about it. Man City and Liverpool today is the biggest match of the year. Liverpool's 54 points. City at 47, but everybody, even Jurgen Klopp says Manchester City is by far the best team.
Oh, yeah. That's a little gamesmanship.
So
I think it's a little gamesmanship.
Of course it is, but...
They're both, they're right there. This is a huge six-pointer.
Yeah, except there's a team in between the two of them that nobody's talking about, so I'll just...
Because nobody's worried about them.
Hey! No, that would be the team in fifth, Arsenal, with 41 points.
Nobody's worried about them.
All right, we'll talk a little about what's going on in the table when we come back. Todd the Gooner Davis sitting in for Colley, who is MIA, and he's actually, I think, on a scouting trip, scouting some of the... teams in the championship. That would be looking for Irish players on teams in the championship. He'll be back next week and give us his scouting report. Todd DeGuna Davis, Mickey Sean O'Shea, and Lauro. It's EPL 1300 on 90 ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5. There, I said it. We are the champs. Ole, 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 ole. Fired up. Todd the Gooner is over there, like, head banging and stuff.
Jamming, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only time he gets been to too hear long, that song about being the champs.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
It's been a while.
Wow. That's I know that's Rich going for a Spurs fan, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Todd,
I don't know. Our indoor team plays in the championship on Tuesday. Tuesday night, 8:30.
Really?
Kentucky indoor.
Wow.
Come get yourself a nice pint. Watch me play goalie. Let's do it.
Are you a goalie?
I am this time. Yeah. I am in this league.
This season in this league, you mean?
Yeah.
Is there video of this?
I don't know. We talked about getting a video guy
out. Does your wife
to make a recruiting
go to the
tape.
Games?
Oh, she plays in them. Yeah, we play together. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I was going to say she could take a video, but if she's playing.
Nice.
That's
where
great.
Do you play? Where is it?
It's Kentucky Indoor over there off Rusio Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's over in our neck of the woods.
What time do you play?
I think it's 8:30 Tuesday. I think it's 8:30. Huh. Yeah. Get a beer.
Huh.
Get a pitcher. Nice. And a pint, you know. Check us out.
Any one of those three?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or all of them. I want
some video of you playing goal.
Yeah, sure.
No, I do, because I have this, especially in indoor, like I have this vision, this visual of you as somebody is bearing down on you. And you like
just cowering. Yeah.
Cowering, like putting your hands in front of your face and the ball deflects off your hands.
That's so true.
Like a brilliant, you know, save or something.
Yeah, but that's so true.
Do you wear a leather helmet?
No, I don't have a hold of one.
See?
A buddy of mine does, though.
I could see him wearing one. indoor soccer, you know, is pretty. You get balls flying at you like that.
Yeah.
I could see it if it was him, but check, I can't. I just can't do it.
So anyway.
Collie, if you're just joining us, Collie is on a scouting assignment somewhere. That's what we came up with. Yeah. Todd DeGooner Davis joining Mickey, Sean O'Shea, and Laurel here on EPL 1300. All right. Let's look at the table as we start in the new year. And as we said, a little bit later today from when we're doing this show, the biggest match of the year so far, Liverpool, mm-hmm. Man City.
And what a match it was.
Yeah.
God, it was great, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Never since seen anything like it when...
Excuse me, say that again?
That's some technical Something difficulties happened. There. Yeah.
All right, well, so while we're doing this, let's just see, give us your prediction on the match coming up.
It is at, where is it?
City.
Is it at City? Yeah. I think Liverpool is better this year than City. And I predicted, and you predicted as well at the start of the season, they would take the title.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a draw. I think it's going to be like a 2-2 draw.
Okay. Gunnar?
I'm going with City.
Okay.
I'm going to say they're going to be fired up in front of their fans. Pep's going to have them ready to go. They've had a pretty easy run these last couple weeks. They're ready.
Score?
I'm going to go 3-2. You're not going to stop Salah from scoring.
Okay. Who?
Salah.
I don't even know who that is.
Mo.
I'm sorry. I don't even know who
that was. The other guy who failed at Chelsea.
Collie's not here. We're not supposed to be lavishing praise on Salah. Okay.
He's looked a little off.
Yeah,
off form from last year, obviously, because he was in amazing form last year.
He's
but.
Second in the Premier League in goals.
Yeah,
still,
I know.
So.
But he still looked a little, just a little not.
Yeah, but he's getting easy ones. He's not like scoring great goals like Harry Kane. By the way, did you see that first goal that Harry Kane scored?
Garbage. Yes.
Yeah, it's a little.
There are no pictures in the scorecard, pal. That ball went in the back of the net. It just happened to glance off his knee, but just saying.
Yeah.
Honestly, Son and Eriksen, so far, Kane's got the most goals. Son and Eriksen are more important to the team right now.
Yeah, because of Harry Kane.
Despite Harry Kane.
I'm just saying.
Not despite Harry Kane, but...
If they do... By the way, I'll say it again, and I've said it before. The studio EPL show... with Rebecca Lowe, Robbie Musto, Kyle Martino. Is the best sports studio show on television.
Yeah.
In any sport. They are fantastic. And the way they show the highlights, the way they discuss everything, they're just great. And they were talking yesterday, they were showing the highlights of the Spurs win.
Mm-hmm.
And even though... Harry Kane, he was involved in all three goals. But they were talking about, and these are players, these are guys who have played. They were talking about his importance, even when he doesn't score the goal, because of what the defense is forced to do when he's in a dangerous area in front of the goal.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big thing. I mean, we kid around about him because he's like the best-looking guy and, you know, all that stuff. Look at Todd.
But no, anyway, at the moment, and it's gonna hurt Spurs a lot this next few games when Son's gone, because Son is in spectacular form.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Nobody in the league right now is very few people in the league right now are playing as well as he is.
Yeah. He's hot.
He's insanely hot. And he's good looking too.
Wait, Son is good looking?
Yeah, man.
Does yeah, he is, with but his he's, little heart, he's no Harry Kane.
Puts the heart over the Tottenham logo when he scores. Oh, man. Drives the fans crazy.
What, Gooner? This is how we base our loyalties on things like that.
Yeah, I just football players in general doing that crap where they kiss the badge and they put the heart over there. Give me a break. They would be gone in 6 months. I mean,
No, so you're thinking of Arsenal guys.
It's all the same everywhere. It's so garbage.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's so garbage. They'll get a better offer somewhere else, and they'll be gone.
Yeah, but for right now, he loves
They're mercenaries.
Spurs.
Give me a break.
As they should be. All right. So we got Liverpool sitting with 54 points. And, excuse me, I'm looking in the lost column here.
Damn.
17 wins and 3 draws.
That's why I'm calling a loss. Can't let them be invincible. That's the Arsenal thing. That's the only thing we've got left.
When was it?
4:05.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Anyway, and then we got our Spurs sitting at 48 points after a victory yesterday.
Could be at 51, had a stinker of a game.
Staggeringly horrible.
Stinker of a game. Stinker of the last 20 minutes against Wolves.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, you know, you weren't here, Todd, but our last show was before the Spurs. We were talking about Spurs-Wolves because Wolves are my team also.
Yeah.
I mean, the Spurs are my team, but I love the Wolves. I saw that documentary on them before the season started. I love that club.
Yeah.
Manager with the greatest name in sports.
Yeah.
Not just in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Nuno. I love that club. So it was hard for me. I wanted Spurs to win, but I wanted Wolves to play well.
They did.
And they sure did, yeah. And then came out. And
they certainly did.
Harry scored in about, I don't know, 30 seconds in or something.
Yeah.
And that came, if I remember.
I think it was in the third minute, I think.
And I went, okay, all right, we're good. And then I actually went into the kitchen for something, came back, Wolves had scored, and then boom, and then again. Anyway, horrible loss. So they're at 48 points, Liverpool 54, City 47, Chelsea 44. Boy, that was brutal. 0-0 draw yesterday for Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, that's the second one they've had this season.
I mean, that's brutal. And then Arsenal with 41 points sitting in fifth.
Yeah.
And then a 0-0 draw against Southampton at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man U in sixth, but –
they're coming up
on the chart.
Yeah, they're coming up hard.
Well, since they made the change,
No, it's been 3 straight wins, right?
Four.
Okay,
I want to say four.
They're
I mean, it wasn't too long ago they were like 12 points adrift of top four. So
yes, and they're now moving. They're moving up because Mourinho's no longer there.
Yeah,
it was close.
Okay. Solskjaer.
He doesn't deserve the whole thing.
No,
right
he
now.
Didn't. Good. Yeah, yeah. Good point.
No, I hope honestly. I hate to do it because it hurts everything that's in me. I hope Man U gets into the top, at least right up against the top four, so that he gets to continue on as manager and they leave Pochettino alone.
That's fair.
That makes sense.
I like that. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you keep him on?
Yeah, I don't know.
If they keep
playing in the form they're playing in,
it would
be
shocking.
Not to,
right.
Yeah.
But because he's been great. We did a whole thing on the show when he was
it's a risk, though. I mean, it's a risk that you don't have to take. You know, you don't owe him any money at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He's only on for however many months till the end of the season. Why take the risk of going with a manager that has only managed in the top flight 6 months? Why do that when you're Man United?
How do you pronounce his name?
When you can afford. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
That first day was pretty funny.
Yeah,
you make me happy when skies are gray.
All right, Todd the Gooner Davis had to step out.
He's drifted off to another show.
No, that's a song. That's Solskjaer's song. You know. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my Solskjaer away.
He's fantastic, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He is. And his history with that club and everything about it, I don't care. This is like the NFL to me. Let's bring Hugh Jackson back to manage something. No. I mean, that's what this is like.
Yeah.
I don't care that he's only managed for 6 months. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. You don't have to take that risk. Like, let him bet in elsewhere, you know, at a smaller club like Spurs. You know, and bring in a more experienced manager.
Who is he talking about? Who is he throwing shade at over here?
I know, the second place club.
I'm just looking at the table. I mean,
yeah, it's all right.
That train wreck of a club that you support.
Yeah, that's fair. Behind us. Yeah. Just look at your trophy cabinet, you know, after you're done looking at the table.
Hey, we're about the present, my friend. You can live in the past. We're about the present and the future.
That's right.
Yeah. And hoping we can just stay in the top four.
And hoping you can keep on at Mauricio Pochettino.
That's correct. That's about the only thing we care about right now.
Yeah.
That and getting Eriksen under contract.
But no, yeah. But honestly, you know, I kid about the Spurs. You guys obviously are. You guys are heading the right direction. You guys look great. But Solskjaer, I mean, it's just, I mean, you've got the money. You're Man U.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, go for a coach that's proven.
Go for who?
I mean, Pochettino, Zidane.
No.
Two of the coaches that.
Pochettino's, it's not happening. So put that, don't even put that out in the universe.
Yeah.
If he goes anywhere, he's going to.
If you don't want that. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the next one that comes to mind is Zidane. I mean, clearly has the pedigree.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, if you can get Zidane, I would go with that. But right. Otherwise, no.
Yeah.
Not some, unless it was Big Sam. Or, I mean, somebody.
Big Sam at Man U.
Here's something we didn't say about this match later today from when we're doing our show right now.
And what a match it was.
Oh, it was fantastic. I didn't give my prediction yet, if you'll notice.
Yeah.
If you'll notice. I'm going to say.
You're going to make me go in and record it after.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say 3-2 Liverpool.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
All right, so we got every result covered here.
But we do. Now I forgot what I was going to say before I said that. Mm. Oh, what were we talking about? A lot of stuff. Anyway, it'll come to me.
Solskjaer?
No. Okay. It'll come to me. I just had a brilliant thought, but I guess it was just to me.
Yeah.
Like a falling star.
All right, so we stop at Man U. Leicester. How about Leicester?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Leicester's had a couple of great results recently. They sit in seventh place. Watford, my Wolves are in ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Looking with Watford on 29 points.
Yeah, and it's always 30 points, right? That's the threshold. You got to, you know, to be safe from relegation.
Yeah, so they're pretty safe considering we got the rest of the season to go.
Exactly. They're in good shape.
West Ham, they were playing better.
They've been in good form.
We got Arnautovic back. He had a brace at the weekend or on New Year's.
Yes.
Or was it yesterday? I can't remember.
Explain to people what a brace is.
It's the two goals.
Okay.
It's a game where you
have to
two
remember
goals.
We have people listening that aren't as familiar with the EPL as we are. Everton, give me a break. They've lost 4 out of their last 5 matches.
Yeah, that's weird.
They've fallen apart a little bit.
They have. Totally. Bournemouth.
No. They'll be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'll stay up. But Brighton, couple of draws and a win in their last 3 matches.
Yeah. I think Brighton, Crystal Palace are going to be fine. But everybody from 15 to 20, you know, you got Burnley, Newcastle, Cardiff, Southampton, Fulham, Huds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a crapshoot. It could go anyway.
No, Huds are already gone. Huds are now playing in the championship.
Yeah.
They've been relegated mid-season. Remember we did this last year? We were sending people down in mid-season.
Crystal Palace was one of them. And I'm not convinced Crystal Palace is completely safe yet. It depends on what happens this month if they transfer people out.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, there's talk that Zaha might be going. But I don't think they will. But you really can't tell. They if they get a good offer for him.
You don't.
It'd be hard to turn down,
So that, it'll be, as it always is, at the very top, the drama will happen. And at the bottom, and relegation. I mean, that's...
Gotta love it.
That's what's going to be going on from now. The Huds, who I predicted... That was last year. I predicted
the
Huds.
I
said they were going to win the EPL.
Mm.
Didn't work out.
Not so much.
Came close.
They were only 60 points off. And Fulham, again, beginning of the year, we thought
very
they would
disappointed,
be the strongest
yeah.
of the teams that mm-hmm. moved up.
Yeah.
And
now I'm all for relegation. Lose every lose every match.
But yeah.
Let Sessegnon go somewhere else.
Like to Spurs?
Yeah.
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 You know, I mean, he hasn't really come through, though, this year.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't been good.
But he would with Spurs.
You know, there's nothing else there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two guys.
I got Jean-Michel Seri, Andre Schürrle,
yeah.
Tim Ream, my boy from St. Louis.
Yeah, huh. there's just, I mean, the style they want to play is not matching up with their personnel. And right. and I thought it would. I was fooled just as much as apparently the management that signed all those players was.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just looked ugly.
All right, so that's the table. We'll keep, obviously, an eye on all this stuff. We'll take a break. We come back. Maybe we'll mention a couple of the FA Cup ties that are happening yeah. this weekend and look ahead a little bit yeah. as we start our new year.
Here. Love it.
Todd the Gooner, Mickey Sean O'Shea, and Lauro. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5. Did we play this after the Citrus Bowl? We didn't.
No.
Yesterday on Matthew and Mikey, Sean C. did a brilliant editing job leading into our show. It was the first show we had done in 10 days. We had two big basketball victories and a Citrus Bowl victory. Yeah. And Sean C. put together, to open the show, calls from the basketball games and the Citrus Bowl. And in the background, underneath, playing We Are the Champions, which was brilliant.
That was. Nice job.
Except now that I'm sitting here listening to that, we should have used Olé, Olé, Olé.
Yeah. It's too overpowering.
Is that the artistic decision you made?
I like the build-up, and then, boom, Freddie Mercury comes in right when it said, Matthew and Mikey.
That's why strong. He's the best yeah. in the business.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty strong.
Okay. Todd the Gooner Davis with Mickey Sean O'Shea and Lauro. I love that. I love that it's third person because yeah. it means only big people do that.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, it's nice. And you gave yourself your own nickname.
Well, I'd say we're the number one EPL show in Lexington.
I think Collie gave
Did Collie give it to you?
I'm pretty sure.
Can't you say that comfortably? We're the number one EPL radio show in Lexington?
I don't think there's nobody's even
miles,
close in
miles
second.
Ahead of yeah. the second place.
Yeah. Country mile ahead.
Absolutely. As the crow flies.
Yeah.
By the way, our two friends, I have two very close friends in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
They're college friends, but they're more my friends.
Extended friendship.
Kian and John Paul, who listened to our show. I don't know if you remember this. I sent mugs, mm-hmm. a mug to Kian last year with Laura on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a coffee mug with Laura yeah, yeah. on it. And he sent me a very nice note, Happy New Year note on Facebook, Kian did, saying that I was the real leader of EPL 1300.
Because,
well, he knows how I feel about Collie basically yeah. commandeering this show
yeah.
as he has.
Whenever he feels like
whenever
coming
he feels
in.
Like showing up.
Right, yeah. yeah.
anyway, so... Yeah. Hi to our guys over there in Ireland.
Thanks for listening.
All right. We mentioned earlier, actually, Mickey Sean O'Shea mentioned, when I made some comment mistakenly saying that I hated the FA Cup, what I meant was I hate that it's played during the season. But the idea during the EPL season, the idea of the FA Cup is
great.
The greatest. It's Hoosiers.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it's the state basketball tournament mm-hmm. here where the smallest school gets to play against the biggest school,
yeah.
if you can get that far. That's what the FA Cup is. And the perfect example, I'm reading this on bbc.com/sport mm-hmm. /football, is it's the third round in the FA Cup, and Sean and my Spurs are taking on Tranmere Rovers.
Oh, yeah.
And this
at
Tranmere. And it's at Tranmere. Yeah. It's at something park. Hold on. Remember I said it before where they play? Something with a P.
Yeah.
I can't find it. Anyway. Yeah. Prenton Park.
Prenton, okay.
Which is everybody knows is just a really tough place to play.
Yeah, it's a cauldron.
It's a cauldron there. It's one of the toughest venues to play an away match at.
Yeah.
But this is, we're talking about Tottenham Hotspur, who are playing in Wembley, and White Hart Lane will eventually open soon, and it'll be magnificent. And Prenton Park, a couple of years ago, they had 1,800 season ticket holders. This year, they've doubled it to 3,600. And I think I saw where it holds about 10,000 people.
Yeah.
This is, I can't wait to watch it because this is, that's the part of the FA Cup that's so fantastic.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I love cup ties because every game is like a final because these teams, I mean, it's win or go home.
Right.
So these teams are playing for so much pride, so much, you know, and a lot of times bonuses too, because these smaller teams make a ton of money playing in these FA Cup games.
Okay, here's my question.
Especially if they can force a replay, tie the first game.
At Wembley, they get a certain percentage.
Then they get to go back to Wembley. They get a certain percentage of the gate, and it's quite a lot.
Oh,
it's more than
the
league
games.
Take care
of their entire budget.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but here's my question.
That happened a couple of times last year with Newport County Rochdale.
Yeah.
Both drew.
Did you just remember those two?
No, I looked them up. I was going for the drama.
If that's true, I'm done. I can never top that.
That's right.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
I was acting. It was pretty good, right? Almost convincing?
Well, almost.
And then the other great...
I grabbed the forehead.
He went like this. Yeah. the furrowed brow.
Right.
Even though I knew he was looking right at me. Okay.
The other great thing about it, though, too...
No, wait. I'm not through
yet. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
How does this work? Like, they're going to Prenton Park. They might have 9,000 people there. Mm-hmm. Do they make money from what? It's on TV.
Well,
I
first
guess.
Of all,
they
get
TV money.
TV money, but they sell out. That's the big thing, especially when these big teams like Spurs and Arsenal.
That's not that much money.
It's
I'm
a lot.
About.
It is a lot, and a lot of times, what these big teams will do, especially if it's, you know, what are they in? League Two.
They're in League Two. Newly promoted to League Two.
Yeah, a lot of times the big teams will donate their gate receipts. Because the away team in each one of these games gets a percentage of the gate receipts. So what, you know, Spurs or Arsenal have done in the past.
They'll say you keep everything.
You just keep everything. Yeah. Exactly.
And they should.
And which is a huge, you know, it's a huge thing for them. So, you know, and everything, all the concessions they make, it's a real boon for their for their clubs.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. And this is the third round of the FA Cup. On Saturday, holy cow. Sunday.
There's a ton.
There are like 20-something matches.
Oh, yeah. Third round.
But we have EPL sides playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Bournemouth and Brighton will be playing. Then you have Burnley. Oh, now this game, just alliteration-wise. Burnley and Barnsley.
Burnley and Barnsley,
I mean, that's fantastic.
Burnley and Barnsley, it turns it off.
Man U taking on that tough side from Reading. Sheffield Wednesday. Remember them when they were in the EPL?
Yeah, the Owls.
Not long ago.
The Owls.
Luton Town. Now, how about this? You want to know how cool I am? Out of the three of us, I would... Well, Collie probably has. But out of the three of us, raise your hand if you have been to an English Premier League match at Luton Town.
I can't say that.
Nope.
My hand is up.
There, boy. Where is Luton Town?
Luton Town was a bus ride
in
from
Luton.
my friend Paul Barron, some 20 years ago, was a goalkeeper for Crystal Palace at the time, and I would go every year for a couple weeks and hang out with Paul and his mates.
Yeah,
some of the best times of my life, and one. The first match, maybe, that I ever went to in the EPL was at Luton. And there were a bunch of friends, wives, girlfriends, probably 25 of us, that made the trip. And they put us in a little pen in the stands, like, surrounded so nobody could...
mess with you guys,
And it was brutal. I mean, it was Luton and Crystal Palace. We got stuff thrown at us when we left.
I love it.
They had a separate little bus for us to get on. They tried to tip the bus over. This was like at the height of hooliganism going on. And I was like, wait, I grew up in Madison Square. I never had stuff like this happen to me in New York.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But I have been. Now, Luton Town is taking on Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday. And I am all in for Luton Town.
Yeah.
Because I have a memory there. How cool is that?
Really? That is cool.
I am pretty cool. Shrewsbury Town and Stoke City. West Brom. Paul Barron also played for West Brom, another team he played for, against Wigan Athletic,
which got a good
differentiates
history.
It from the other Wigan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wigan sloth-like?
Yes. Yeah. The sloths, we call them. All right. I'm just going. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Accrington Stanley is playing Ipswich Town.
Oh, yeah.
This is the greatest.
It is great.
Really? Where Accrington... Take a guess as to where... Don't do it, Sean. I'm looking... Oh.
No, I'm not looking up...
I can't click on it.
I'm not looking up where they are. I'm looking up which league they're in.
Yeah.
Accrington Stanley. They are mid-table League One.
Okay. I've never heard of them. And where are they from? Aston Villa and Swansea. Bolton Wanderers are taking on Walsall.
Yeah. They'll probably lose.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry. Jeez. I'm sorry.
Bolton's about to drop back down to League One. They'd clawed their way back into the championship, but...
Oh, boy. Yeah. Brentford, Oxford United, Chelsea, Nottingham Forest.
That'd be a good one.
Well, it's Robin Hood. You got to love Nottingham. I mean, Derby County and Southampton, Everton, Lincoln City, Fleetwood Town, Wimbledon, Gillingham against Cardiff. Well, now the Cardiff are in the big time. I mean, that should be fairly easy for them.
We'll see.
Accrington Stanley is in Lancashire.
Oh.
Of course.
Cool. I knew that.
Yeah.
Middlesbrough, again, here we go. Middlesbrough at Peterborough. Sorry, not Petersborough. Blackpool and Arsenal. I like that matchup. Yeah. What do you think, Gooner?
I think we
You got
we
a chance
should.
Against Blackpool?
We should, my God.
It's a Blackpool there. It's like, Bristol and the Huds. Crystal Palace against Grimsby Town.
Great name.
This is one of my favorite segments we've done on the show this year, reading these names.
Yeah.
Newcastle, Blackburn Rovers. And Norwich City, Portsmouth on Saturday. What about Sunday?
Grimsby Town, not based in Grimsby Town. They're based in Cleethorpes North, East Lincolnshire, England. Cleethorpes North. Grimsby Town out of Cleethorpes North.
That's not a real place. That's like from some old English fairy tale. That's right. Another great name matchup, Fulham against Oldham.
Yeah.
Fulham and Oldham. Man City at Rotherham United. Millwall, Hull City, Preston North End against the Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
QPR. Queen's Park Rangers against Leeds.
I think that'll be a good one.
This is an old-time EPL matchup.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Cool.
I think they're both in championship now, too. Leeds is playing really well still.
Sheffield United at Barnet. Huh. Or Barnet. Oh, there are no French teams in here. Okay.
This isn't William.
Okay. Woking against Watford.
Okay.
We're here for the Woking-Watford. Match.
Yeah, Leeds are top of the table in the championship.
Right? Yeah, they'll be back up. And Newport County against Leicester on Sunday. And then Monday, final match of the third round. Huh, interesting. At Wolverhampton Wanderers. Liverpool.
That's
Liverpool at Wolves.
Tough draw for Wolves for the,
really?
for the third round of the FA Cup.
Why aren't they playing one of these...
Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah, why aren't they playing them? Yeah. Well, there are so many of these.
It's the luck of the draw.
That I like.
Yeah, it's just
luck of
tough,
the draw.
It is the tough draw.
Another reason to love the FA Cup.
They could have been playing Accrington Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish it was easier to watch those matches over here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can if you have like ESPN.
Plus,
I think.
Is that what their list they're on?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Are they all on?
I think so, yeah.
Well, if they are, I'm going to pay $4.99 for the month.
Yeah, and then cancel it. Yeah.
Just to watch.
Yeah.
some of these matches.
Outstanding. What? And I'll sign in using your password.
You know what? I would normally do that, but the fact that I said that and you got that look on your face, that was what you first thought? Well, it's not happening now.
Yeah, I mean, they're all during
I'm not giving you my password.
They're all during the work day. We can sit.
I'll
tie it into my TV in the conference room. I'll put it up on the big screen in the conference room, and we'll sit and watch the FA Cup all day long.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's work. We'd be working.
Exactly.
Yes.
Prepping for next week's show.
How about this? How about I sign up and you give me $250 and I pay $250?
I'm not
giving you my password.
Matthew, you paid $249. Sean's got to pay $250.
Thank you. All right. So that's what we got going on. This has been great. Thanks, Todd the Gooner.
It has been.
Happy
Glad
New
to be
Year.
Back. Happy New Year.
Congratulations on moving into your new house.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mickey, I'll see you around.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. All right. Matthew and Mikey will be back tomorrow, we hope. This has been EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5 FM.